Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. This is Christiana. Something a little bit different today. My computer decided to stop working, so I am using my phone to do the show. So, hello, everyone. Sorry about that. I got disconnected. Like I said, I'm doing this on my phone, so I don't have my laptop. But let's see. Today I am going to do psychic readings. Sorry, I'm a little all over the place today. But the first caller...
Hi.
Hello, this is Christiana. Hi, how can I help you?
I'm calling because I'd like to know, what do you see with regards to my love life? I'm single right now.
Okay. Let me just get my angel cards real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I pulled three cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to look into it a little bit more after I do the reading, the card reading. The first card says that your partner is worth waiting for.
Okay.
Divine timing is at work in your love life. And then the second card, okay, the first card was a recent past. The second card is the present, for the present right now. Let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from others. Is that something you've been doing recently?
No. My friends don't know anyone. Like, to introduce me to someone?
Okay, well then, just lean on them for support. You know?
Okay.
It helps. Mm-hmm. It helps. So, the third card says that you deserve love and that you are lovable.
Okay.
And let's see if I'll check and see if I can see anything. Okay, I'm seeing somebody that is going to be, at first, the relationship's going to be a little rocky, but then it's going to get better, and he will be somebody that can commit to you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as how he looks, I'm not getting a specific image right now. A lot of the times I see silhouettes, and then I'll see like a scene play out. So that's what I'm getting, because he held you really close. So that means that he's going to be committed to you.
Okay.
So that's something to look forward to. Do you have any yes or no questions I can answer with a pendulum?
Oh, with regards to love, or will I be meeting him soon?
Okay.
And is he someone new?
Will she be meeting him soon? Says yes. And then what was the other question?
This someone new?
Is it? Sorry, it's being a little slow right now for some reason. Okay, I'm going to ask it again. Is it someone new? Yes or no? Okay, it's saying yes, it is someone new. And I'll ask it one more question. If you'll meet this person this year, will she meet this person this year? Saying yes. So, you know, there's not too much time left in the year, so that would have to be by December then.
All right. All right, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, caller. See if I can see my screen. 347 area code.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about my love life. I wanted to see what you see for me with partnership and marriage and children and just my love life, like what you see for me coming up.
Okay. Do you have a more specific question? Like one area you'd like me to focus on more?
I guess a relationship and marriage, like a relationship that marriage will result from, if you see that in my lifetime or just anything.
Okay. One second while I shuffle my cards. I usually don't pull this card. I got the reconciliation card. So someone from your past is returning to your life. So this is somebody that you already know. And then the second card says, sorry, I forgot to read that. Reconciliation, someone from your past is returning to your life. That's a recent past. Really, it's more recent, too. It's just the way the cards are laid out. Anyways, it is safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. And then the third card is the honeymoon card. Enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. So the honeymoon, that tells me that you will be getting married and going on your honeymoon. I am going to ask my pendulum if you'll be getting married sometime in... Will she be getting married in 2018? No. Okay, will she be getting married in 2019? No. 2020? No. Will she be married by 2023? Yes. Yes, it says. So it's going to be a little ways out, but that's okay. Is that okay with you, or is that disappointing?
I mean, it's okay with me, I guess. The person
you...
from my past... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The person from my past, can you psychically pick up, like, what their name is? Because I have some people in mind, but I'm wondering which one.
Yeah, actually, personally, I don't get names. That's not how my personal abilities work. So I'm sorry to tell you that. Some psychics do get names, and some get the way, like, the images of how they look. But all I'm seeing is that he has dark hair and dark eyes. Seems to be shorter. You know, not tall at all.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like anybody you know?
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's someone named Nick. I mean, he's not the first person.
It could be, but I don't get names. But let me ask. I can ask that question for you. Is this person that she's going to marry Nick? Is his name Nick? Okay, it's saying yes. That Nick is. That is the person.
No, that's scary. I didn't think
he
would know me.
Well, you know, things can always grow and develop over time. Sorry to hear that it's scary.
Well, because I loved him a lot, and the heartbreak was really devastating for me. I almost died from it, literally, like hospitalized, and my family had to, like, take care of me. I couldn't work. I was, like, out of work for, like, bedridden for, like, about 3-4 weeks. I went nuts. It just was, like, a tragic, big heartbreak. Like, I was really hurt bad by it, and he doesn't know about it because he left me in such a tragic way. So I always thought he forgot about me.
No, he hasn't forgotten about you, and I'm sorry to hear that. I can relate. I've been through really hard heartbreak myself, so I understand how that feels. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
It's okay. The pendulum, would they ever tell you anything about, like, me and, like, a test? This morning I took a test that was a licensing exam, like, so I can get a license to work to be a professional in a certain field. It's in the pharmacy field. And I didn't pass the test, and a whole bunch of leaders had told me, you're going to pass the test, you're going to pass the test, and I actually didn't pass it this morning. So, I mean, I don't know if the pendulum can give you any insight into if I'm going to pass it or when I should take it again.
I would look into that, but I do have to move on to the next caller.
Okay.
You can contact me on Facebook, and I can I can go into more depth for you sometime after the show. Or probably not today, but I'll get back to you.
All right, that's okay.
Go to the you can go to the description box and always message me if you want.
All right. Thank
you. Okay.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm heading on to the next caller. area code 805. Okay. 1 second.
Oh, hi, great. Hi, Christiane. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm emailing a fellow named Gary. He lives in Kona and Hawaii. I'm in California. But I'm going over there in December with my brother, and I guess we're all going to meet. Do you see something developing between Gary and I?
Okay. It looks like there might be, there's going to be a little bit of chemistry, but
oh,
tends to be kind of a distracted person.
Distracted?
Like distracted, yeah, like distracted with other tasks, just not really focusing on one thing at a time.
I don't know. Okay, well, that doesn't bother me. He's a doctor. He's a pharmacist. And, he's kind of focused, I guess, with his work maybe, but maybe not in other things then, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I see potential.
Oh, good. Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, any other questions I could ask?
Getting to Hawaii.
Oh, go ahead.
Do you see a marriage with me at some point? Because that's what I'd like to cultivate. I want to meet someone that I'm going to marry. He's 68 and I'm 63. Because the only way I would move there is if I was married. I'm not going to give up everything I have here and move there unless we were going to get married, you know?
I'm not seeing anything about marriage or a honeymoon or anything like that. Not with this person. I got the number 3. So it could be about 3 years before you meet somebody that you will marry.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Oh, that's so far away, huh? Oh.
Not really. I mean, if you can spend the rest of your life with this person, so.
Yeah. Well, you got to get to know
him. Not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. Do you see a little part-time job coming up for me?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, good.
Well, she'll get the job by early next year.
Okay. Oh, well, that'll be nice.
Yep. You'll get the job by early next year. I'm thinking somewhere between January to March.
Oh, okay.
So, in that time frame.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. Next caller, 412 area code. Hello. Hi, this is Christiana.
Oh. Hi, my name is Pam. How are you?
Nice to meet you, Pam. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My question
very
is
good.
Kind of in the love area.
It's a very popular area. Go ahead.
I lost my fiancé about 2.5 years ago, and I'm ready to move on. And I'm just wondering if you see me meeting someone and having another relationship.
I'm sorry for your 4-year loss.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. Okay. So, I got the new love card. A new person has stirred your romantic feelings, so it just means a new love will be coming in your life. This person, I wouldn't say that they're a bad person, but they can be kind of deceptive, so I would beware of this person wearing a false self mask in the relationship. And beware of codependency as well. Addictions are affecting your romantic life. The codependency card is for the near future. So that's just like a forewarning to avoid codependent relationships.
Now, there was a man that liked me. I went out with him for a while, and he still calls, but I won't date him because he drinks too much. Could you be picking him up?
Yeah, that would definitely fit with the deception
because,
and codependency.
Yeah, he's not
mm-hmm.
one. Yeah, I just stopped seeing him. And you're right. I thought he was a lot different than what I came to realize after I dated him a while.
Well, I'm feeling that this reading is kind of has a dual purpose for that the guy you just mentioned and someone coming into the near future. So. Mm-hmm. It's just something to be aware of.
Okay.
And I also have one more card here. Keep an open mind. Your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations. So try not to be too closed off. Allow yourself to have an open mind and an open heart as you date and you find that person that you're meant to be with. Also, with this person, you'll have heart-to-heart conversations. So, honestly discuss your feelings with this person, and it will help to cultivate a really solid romantic relationship.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I mean, you do think then that I'm going to meet somebody to have a good relationship with. I don't want to meet any more people that it's not going to be a good relationship, like the man I just stopped seeing.
One of the purpose is purpose is that what was I going to say? Boy. One of the purposes of a psychic reading is to forewarn you of things to avoid. But I am seeing that there's going to be somebody that you will meet that's right for you.
Oh, okay,
eventually.
Good. That's what I wanted to know. Yeah, because I would never go back to the other guy.
Yeah, that's why I said that that reading had a dual purpose. It was about the person from your past and a forewarning for the future. But you will meet somebody that is better for you. So you'll
date
a few people. Any idea when?
Yes. If you have time, honey.
Well, I did get the wedding card, so this situation involves marriage. And as far as when, I'm going to answer your question really quick.
Okay.
Your marriage will be in 2019.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, honey.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. The show is about to cancel. So I want to say many blessings to all of you, love and light. And I will try to be on again by tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. All right. Take care.